Jenna could remember, she had been testing her balancing ability on the narrow curbs in her neighborhood, or on the lines of a checkered kitchen floor. As a preschooler, she had posed on a step stool in front of the TV, pretending to be an Olympic medalist. And in her imagination, the crowd was always cheering for her. When she was three, her mother had enrolled her in a preschool gymnastics group called Tumble Tots. Jenna caught on quickly, and by the time she was in kindergarten, she was showing other tiny gymnasts how to tuck their knees for a forward or backward somersault. "Teacher's little helper," her coaches used to say. She was still the shortest girl on her team, but Jenna didn't mind being petite. The closer a gymnast was to the ground, the better advantage in overall performance. At 11, she was more than confident with her moves, stunts like the back handspring, walkover, and the straddle split. She could perform her entire floor, vault, and balance beam routines without help from Coach Kim or his Russian-born wife, Tasya. Today, she focused her attention on a long, hard workout. In 2 short weeks, the 8-member all-around team would compete in downtown Colorado Springs at the Olympic Training Center. "Think we're ready?" she asked Cassie as they changed clothes in the locker room. "We have to iron the small things," the tall, slender girl said, grinning with thumbs up. "Right." But Jenna wasn't so sure. She couldn't concentrate today. Her thoughts were on the baby who was coming to upset her house. Would she get her required sleep? Or would the baby howl and fuss all night? Babies made lots of racket, she knew. Her aunt and uncle had just had a new baby. Most of the time, they looked wiped out. Being sleep-deprived was not an option for a gymnast. Worried, Jenna taped her hands, then began her stretching exercises and aerobics with the team. After 40 minutes, her muscles felt pliable, like warm honey. She started work on her individual routine, aware of the soft crash pads beneath her bare feet. Waiting for the musical cue, she practiced her salute for the judge, who today happened to be her coach, Benjamin Kim. "Push! Push to perfection!" Coach Kim called, his hand high in the air. Jenna focused her attention on her tumbling moves, especially the salto, front pike somersault, and aerial walkover. "Okay, time to show your stuff," she whispered to herself. Impatiently, she bounced on her toes, anxious to start. She waited and waited.